I thought about that as we rode easily out of the city. I thought about it as I drank, bouncing and jiggling and unsanitarily from the jug. But not much. I had never liked thinking about that part of me much. Never. We passed through the lake of the square, scattering a couple of kids playing with something at the edge of the water. The horses made a lot of noise on the wooden slats that crossed the sewer stream. Lewis spurred us into a canter across the next 100 meters and then pulled up sharply as we approached the main bridge across the river. He slid off in front of me. He tossed me the reins.
"Here you go, straight. Hey, what is your name, anyway?" he asked.
One of the kids, pulling up beside us in a spray of muddy water, broke in.
"I know you. Aren't you? Yeah, you're Jack Crow," he exclaimed.
The other kids loudly echoed this.
"Don't you recognize him, Lewis?"
Lewis peered up at me.
"Nope."
The kid looked embarrassed.
"Well, he's heard of you, though,"
he said quickly to me.
"You've heard of him, haven't you?"
Lewis thought a minute. He shrugged.
"Maybe,"
he allowed with a slow nod. I'd have bet 100 credits on the spot, 100 credits I didn't have, that he hadn't.
"Why are we stopping here anyway?" someone wanted to know.
Lewis brightened.
"I thought I'd give you boys a chance to count sailboats while I take a small piss on the nice fish."
He trotted around the buttresses as he spoke, opening up his fly. His voice faded as he descended to the river's edge.
"Here, fish. Here, nice little fishies that won't take my hook. Here, you contrary little bastards. Come and get it."
From over the railings came the sound of him pissing merrily, the way he laughed, into the water. The kids and I sat there on the backs of the horses, sipping from the jug and watching the swiftly passing current. The one who recognized me began a halting and involved question about some exploit or another he had heard that I'd done. He seemed embarrassed to be asking it. I let him be, thus avoiding the need to give a civil reply. Lewis returned shortly. He hopped up onto the railing and motioned for the jug. I tossed it to him. He drank, frowned at the amount that was left, drank again.
"Come on, Lewis," complained someone. "Let's go."
Lewis shook his head sadly.
"Ah, youth, what's the hurry? Didn't I promise you that puberty would come? Trust me."
Several of them laughed, so did I, but the impatient one was insistent.
"How long are we going to be here?"
Lewis shrugged.
"Dunno. You in a hurry, Jack?"
"I've got an hour or so."
"Splendid. I'll see you young bucks later on."